Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing this back. ARS, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, John Swansiger. He's CEO at Manta, manta.com. I encourage you to check them out. They do good work there. I've known about this company for a long time. Good folks there. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the surveys that you conducted, the online polls that you conducted with small business owners recently about how they handle their taxes, how they think about their taxes, who they get to help them, how they feel about their deductions and all that kind of stuff. What are some other things that you found out?
You know, the some of the big ones, and you just mentioned it, that small business owners often forget is if you do have an accountant help you with your taxes, you can deduct that. Right. So,
Absolutely.
Next year you can deduct it. And that's something that we often find people aren't aware of. So not only do you get some assistance and like we just discussed, you know, often they can save you some money, but you can deduct that. And for a lot of services that you use, legal, et cetera, you know, you can deduct those. I think the other ones that we often find people forget about are if you have a home office, you know, you can deduct that. That's a big one. If you use a vehicle,
right.
You know, these are probably the biggest things, especially when you're doing your taxes yourself, that you may not be aware of or you may overlook that can save you really, you know, make a big difference.
There's no question in my mind that my accountant has saved me by a factor more money in taxes that I would have paid because I didn't know about all the deductions, way more than I paid them to do them.
Yeah.
No question about that.
And this year, you know, they finally put into practice, you know, Congress passed the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes Act.
Right.
So a lot of these, every year you had different tax codes that may or may not renew. Those
right.
have gone into play as of this year, too.
Section,
so, you know,
Section 179 is now permanent, for example.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anything else on the survey? Because I want to ask you a couple more questions. Anything else?
No, I think those are the big points.
Yeah, so folks, can they find the survey on your website?
They can, yes. They can go to manta.com and then, you know, check under our news and advice section.
All right, so I want you to talk to us about one of the things that I'm still talking about. I can't believe after 18 years I'm still talking to people about improving their footprint, their online footprint. That's one of the things you guys do, isn't it?
Definitely. It's really a key factor is, you know, you want to have an online presence as a business. You want to make sure that your information is correct, whether it's your address, your phone number, you know, the number of employees, hours, anything that you want up there needs to be correct. And what we found is, you know, through one of the new products that we launched last year called Listing Manager, is it's important to do that on Manta, but obviously, you know, the business owner has to do that in many places to keep on top of it. And so we launched a product where you can come on and you can buy basically a package that updates more than 50 directories. So all the places that you'd want to keep your information updated in addition to Manta, whether it is the Google My Business part of it, Facebook, you know, Yelp, depending on the type of business that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's really critical because the last thing you want, obviously, is people looking up your business online and they can't get the information. They can't, you know, whether they can't get there physically or call you.
Right. Well, that's true. And, you know, so many times I'm looking for a business and they don't have a website. And the first thing I see is a Manta listing. And it's really a good, and you know, even if they haven't done a great job of on their own, you guys do a good job of putting it up there. But then sometimes they don't have a Manta listing for whatever reason, and it's one of the other offerings, and there's just not much information there. And so that's the reason. I mean, look, I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you what I see out there, and I think Manta does the best job. I think Manta does the best job of this, of helping you, especially if you're pre-website. And
well, thanks. I completely agree. And you know, to go, if you go to manta.com to claim your listing, it's free. It's easy. It takes a few minutes. But, you know, there's nothing. There's no charge. And what it does is, once you keep this information correct, even if you're just verifying it, then it's there for anybody to find you. And we do, you know, we have millions of businesses on the Manta site, and we've had, you know, 2.5 million that have come in and claimed their business, and, you know, they get real value from it. So
right. Well, what's next for Manta? What are you guys going to be working on next?
One of the big things we've been working on recently, and we're continuing to launch, is a program called Marketing Pros. So it's actually a person that can help a small business owner with any kinds of marketing questions they have.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to going and claiming your information and then potentially you sign up and have all your information across all these directories kept up to date, what we found the biggest request was, can I just talk to someone? I mean, any of us go out there and you often can't get a human being. You're, mm-hmm. you're hitting a bunch of numbers. And so we launched this program, and it's been really successful. Because what they do is they put, you know, the businesses on a 90-day plan. It's like,
right.
you know, whether if you work, it's like P90X for your business kind of thing. And it's been really successful to help the businesses.
This is going on right now?
It is. It's going on
and
right now.
Can they find out more about that at Manta.com?
They can. Manta.com,
right.
Exactly.
Go check that out. John, come back another day real soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
We enjoyed having you. John Swanziger, ladies and gentlemen, with Manta, CEO at Manta. Manta.com. Check them out. They do good work. I take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.